Yesterday we began discussing Mishnah Yud Bet, the first part where Hillel encourages us to be the Talmidim of Aaron, who are Ohev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. Let's begin today speaking about what Ohev Shalom means, so we can come to identify with Shalom enough so that we can learn how to be Rodev Shalom. Shalom is a very essential thing for the world's existence. If we look in the end of the first parak of Avot, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the world needs three things to exist: Din, Emet, and Shalom. In fact, the Mishnah in the end of Uktzin goes even further and says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, the last Mishnah in Shas, Lo matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha li Yisrael ela HaShalom. The only vessel God could find that can hold blessing in this world is Shalom. The Mesechtot Kitano, Derech Eretz Zuta, found after Mesechtot Avodah Zarah, have a lengthy list of things which express how great Shalom is. The three words each of the Tanoim used there are Gadol Hu HaShalom. On one level, we see how great Shalom is from the fact that God goes by that name, and the Jewish people are called that, and the Tzaddikim will be granted it in the end of days. On the next level, we see how central Shalom is in our Tfilot. Gadol Hu HaShalom, that the Kohanim are given the Brit Shalom. Last week's Parsha, Parshat Pinchas. In addition, we find that all of our brachos and tefillos end with Shalom. Both Shmon Esrei, where it's the last bracha, and benching Hashem Oz Nehem Oyitein, all of our tefillot focus, conclude with Shalom. The Tanaim also point out that the Melech HaMashiach, when he comes, brings peace. At a time of war, we first try to make peace. Going even further, the Tanaim say, we find that the Torah, Hashem, in a number of circumstances, lied in order to protect Shalom. First of all, by Avram and Sarah, telling Avram that Sarah had laughed because she was too old, even though we know that she laughed because she thought Avram was too old. The Shvatim, who came to Yosef and told him that his father had said before he died that he should treat them nicely, even though we didn't hear of this, and other cases as well. But maybe the best example that shows how important Shalom is what Rabbi Shmuel quotes there. We find in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes, demands, commands that his own name be erased to bring Shalom between Ish ve'Isha. Assumably, the Nes of Sota could have happened without that. But God mandates that we erase his name to show us how important Shalom is. Why is Shalom so important? The same Mesechet Derech Eretz Zuta explains that Shalom is like yeast for dough. The world cannot rise, the world cannot function if we're not at peace with each other. If we spend our resources fighting with each other, the world cannot go in the direction it's supposed to go. And in fact, this is how the Medrash Halacha explains that in the brachot of Parshas Chukosai, it doesn't just say, you'll eat bread, you'll be satisfied, you'll have security. Then it says in Pasuk Vav, V'natati shalom ba'aretz. And the Sefer explains, im ein shalom, ein klum. All the brachot are meaningless if we cannot arrive at peace. Magid shehashalom shakol keneged hakol. Shalom is equal to everything. We'll continue discussing Shalom tomorrow and its great significance.